AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
What's up, guys? It's Tori.
And I'm Anissa, and this is MTV's official challenge podcast.
Today, we have a 2-time All-Star, Kellyanne Judd, on the podcast to discuss the brewing rivalries with No Filter.
Tori just created that coffee reference, and she's really excited because she didn't know it was about coffee. Okay, so let's get into this interview with Kellyanne.
I can't wait.
This lady is a rescuer of dogs. She also has been on 6 seasons of The Challenge, The Island, Ruins, Battle of the Bloodlines, Rivals 3, All-Stars 1, All-Stars 3. Once my foe, now my friend. Oh. Welcome, Kellyanne.
Yay!
Hi! Thanks for having me, guys.
Yeah, thanks for coming on the show.
I'm great. Thank you.
How was it watching that episode? Because there was a lot in there.
Yeah, no, there was a lot. I think it was well done. It was interesting because I got to see a lot of the stuff that, like, you know what's kind of happening, but you start to feel like you're crazy because everyone's lying to you, and you just get to see it and you're like, all right, yeah, I knew I was right, but, like, it's nice to see it.
Like, what specifically do you feel like you were like, oh, I knew that was going on?
Oh, you know, like Janae saying Kendall's name, or Kate, what's her?
Kayla.
Excuse the girl's name. Kayla.
Can't.
Sorry. Kayla, she had reached out to me before the show started, and I never do this, but I felt like she knew nobody, and she was like, hey, like, could you have my back? And I'm like, poor girl, she's all by herself in this thing. Like, sure, yeah, I'll do my best to have your back, absolutely. Like, and she knew Kendall was my number one, but that would, you know, didn't take away from, like, that I wouldn't say her name unless it came between, like, her or Kendall, you know?
Right.
And then Sylvia was kind of a last minute, like, throw in. And as soon as that happened, she was like, she switched over, and it was like, so, Sylvia and Kayla against me and Kendall. And it was just like, she kept being like, well, you know, I don't have control of what, you know, like, Sylvia does. And she keeps saying your name, but I'm only saying Kendall. And I'm like, if you're saying Kendall, you're saying my number one, which means you're against me. Like,
it
was very irritating. And so to hear her say, like, oh, I was also going against Kellyanne, it's like, I knew that, but it's like nice to hear her say it.
To reconfirm, yeah, because you feel like a paranoid Pam. I know it happens to all of us, some more than others. But I've been with you when it spirals because you don't have, like, the evidence, but you know the shit's going on. So I think it is nice when you're like, ah, I knew I was right this whole time. Do you think if you had known what you know now after watching this, would you have played it any differently?
No, because I would have talked to Kendall more about, like, just, like, doing what I said more. Like, hey, just tell me what, because, like, there was this, like, big rule. Everyone kept being like, we're not going to tell anyone how the votes go inside the room. And so there's other times where Kendall's in the room and she votes a certain way and won't tell me how other people voted. And I'm like, everyone else is telling their number one how you voted. You're not telling me, so I can't make a good game plan. But as far as, like, the other people I could have worked with, no. Like, unless they could see the future, like, maybe they would have changed their game plans. But, like, Jonna, Naya, like, they weren't saying my name, but they weren't having my back. There was no one that I could have, like, changed. And, you know, Kayla is sitting here going, I think Wes is sketchy or whatever she called him. And that's funny because she's working with Wes. So she's, at first I was like, oh, she wasn't working with Wes. She was backstabbing him too. But no, she's smart enough with her limited smarts. She's smart enough to know that. With her
You're so crazy.
That she knows that like she was playing MJ and she didn't want them to think that she was on Wes's side, so she was talking a little trash about Wes too, but she was,
but you can think a player thing. I mean, I know players that are sneaky as shit, but sometimes you need to work with them. It's like you kind of need to step on a few people to get up to the top. You need to use each other.
Yeah, I think I should have unfortunately worked with Veronica from the beginning and Tina from the beginning. But it was really, it's a lot of it has to do with the room, and they were already in the room, and it was a very cold room, and it was kind of cackly, you know, a lot of girls just, and it was just like, it was a lot to be in that room. Yeah. So I would have had to have like inserted myself in a place that wasn't my favorite to sleep, you know, and I don't know.
That's big thing. In the game, it's just, it's so natural when people kind of like start hanging out with one another because you gravitate towards people that make you feel comfortable because you're already in a super uncomfortable environment. So like putting, like the way when Beth walked in and was like acting like she was going to go stay in the treehouse, it's like that for her would have been even uncomfortable because she didn't want to be there, you know?
Right. I mean, it would have been really funny to watch.
It would have been funny. Yeah. How was it being with you and Kendall again? Obviously, like All Stars 1, you guys were close.
Yeah, I knew. I was nervous from the start to go with her because everyone knows we're close. And so it kind of does put a target on your back. It's like coming in there in a relationship, you know? Mm-hmm. And then if you're two people who are seen as good competitors, and it puts a big target on your back, especially if you're two small people who could do well at a final, but probably could lose in a lot of things that are weight-based
No. It goes both ways, too. It's even if you're bigger, they still will pin you against each other.
Yeah, they did
just
that to me.
Just in hopes that you'll get one of them out. Yeah,
that's y'all's new show. Those kids are fucking insane. I mean, I'm talking about just, like, regular sanity people. Like, they're not going to try to go and be like, I want to put Anissa in against someone I actually, you know, like, no, she'll kick your ass in most of the fucking eliminations. Like, that's common sense. And maybe your kids don't have it, but we do.
I mean, I'd probably also kill them all in the puzzles, but let's just not.
Have to go there. I know. And a lot of those eliminations are puzzles. That's what I'm saying. And I'll tell you, I was not physically well this season. I got really, my health stuff got really bad after my dog got sick because of the stress. So all my stuff just got really, really bad.
Like with and, heavy metal stuff?
Yeah, and I guess mold poisoning now. And we're trying to figure out what else is exactly going on. But it goes back and forth of how I'm feeling. And I was having quite a few, like, decent months, like, on season one. And it just hit me really hard. So in Panama, I was really, really sick. And during the progression of the show, I got much more sick. So I was kind of like, I don't know, these people are paying attention. They'd realize, like, between my fuzziness and stressness of puzzles and just my whole body inflammation, I mean, I really wasn't the threat they were making me out to be. Yeah, I was still a threat, but I don't think I was their biggest threat just with the way my condition was at that time, personally, to be honest. Yeah.
And that's even hard being on there, going through all of that. And then, I mean, like, I think there's so much that any viewer watching doesn't really understand unless you're living in it, because it's just the environment that's created internally in your body, what you're experiencing with people that maybe you're not vibing with, and then obviously competing. And there's just a lot going on. So do you think that, like, while you were there, was your head in a different space this time around than the first time?
It was. Yeah, it really was. It wasn't like in a necessarily bad state, but I felt like it was wrong for me to be so far away from my dog when he barely like made it through, like he was hanging on for his life at this point, you know, still kind of sad, yeah. And like he was like stable for a couple months, but it just wasn't that long, and it had hit so fast the time before that I was terrified not to be able to talk to my fiance every day, boyfriend at the time, and
congratulations and fine.
thanks
That's so exciting.
You know, to find out that he was okay every day. It was just, you're so far away. And then with my health stuff and the people on this particular season were not as a positive energy for me. You know, Anissa, I told you on season one, I was just so happy you were there. You're a very calming energy for me. And like,
I had to do a lot of cuddles, a lot of hugs.
I needed a lot of cuddling. I had to have that cat in the house, you know.
Cat
there was like
great.
Certain things I needed to stay like energy and having
kale.
You know, some of the
lots of kale. You and Tori have that in common. Tori had a pound of kale yesterday.
I it's just
pound
like the easiest thing to get
cooking
down,
up kale.
Yes.
It's just best.
So
Kellyanne.
That's so good. Kellyanne.
That's really
that.
Cute.
That's great.
I love that so much. Well, obviously, like you said, this was different this time around. You had a lot going on. What was your goal? Now that you're there, you're already in the game. Kendall just
My
goes
goal
home.
Was to win. I really yeah. wanted to win. I didn't. With the way I was feeling and how sad I was with my dog and concerned I was, I really didn't want to be there just to do a final. I had proven myself I can do finals. I know I can do finals. And a lot of times the finals just aren't your finals, you know?
Yeah.
But like, I'm afraid that maybe that comes across ungrateful because I felt like maybe like some people do are just happy to be there. And I was happy to be there, but I wanted to win. I really yeah. wanted to make that money so I can make a difference in what I'm trying to do.
Yeah. Yeah. And mm-hmm. we obviously saw that little clip of you playing with the dog on the episode. And
yeah.
And that's, is that your goal to come home and continue to work on help fostering dogs?
Fostering lots of animals. I want to get, I would love to get a sanctuary where I'm able to take care of some cows and people who don't have room for their horses. And honestly, if I was to be completely real with you, long-term, I would love it to be a place where kids with terminal illness could go there and spend time for free and spend it with their families. I see these people from high school who have these kids that are sick and you can't do anything.
Oh my God. That's so yeah. beautiful. That's really, really, really beautiful. That like warmed my soul. No, go ahead, niece.
I was going to say, do you think there could be an hour a day where adults who don't have time to have animals but really love them could come by and pet them and love them? Because that's what I do whenever I see them. So I would like a pet hour.
I mean, how amazing would it be, Anissa, to have a sanctuary where people can go and you can even rent out the space so the sanctuary can make money to people who are doing yoga retreats or different retreats where you can work with the animals and have time to like spiritually connect with the animals as well as like yourself. I just think that would be just
such
a beautiful
thing. And I
think
the animals really love it too. Mm-hmm. All that cuddly attention.
Mm-hmm. They need
it. I think it'd be so sweet.
Yeah. Yeah, so that is ideal future someday.
I'm supporting you on that mission. So anything you have, any future developments, reach out to me because I mean I'm literally plant based over here. I don't even eat animals, so I'm in.
Oh,
girl.
Wow.
I'm in. I'm all the way in.
I eat animals. Thank you. Not all of them. I don't eat octopus.
Just because I know where they're from. Oh, good for you.
But let's get back talking about the the game a little bit because you know
even though we could talk about dogs all day,
we
all
could
animals all day.
Honestly, we really could. But there is some other stuff that we have to get back to because you were sabotaged by Sylvia during the swing elimination,
first episode.
Yeah, taking it all the way back. What was your reaction to being the first person sabotaged?
I was absolutely okay. I mean, I wanted to kind of hang underneath the radar, you know, like on season one, I was really able to just escape into the bushes and I didn't get to do that.
I did.
And I knew that like doing stuff like yoga in front of them was probably a stupid decision. Like there's just certain ways you keep yourself from being seen and I wasn't doing what I should have been doing. So I was fine with it. It wasn't my ideal choice. Let's be honest. If you watched that challenge, it wasn't the sabotage that fucked me. I still got fourth place.
It was that star puzzle, sis.
Man, stars mess my brain up, apparently.
I have them tattooed on me so I can always put them together.
I couldn't figure out how many points there was. Like, there's five, but how does a star look? You know, and it's like, it was the fact that Wes was sitting here going, no, yeah, she's on your side. Trust her, give her. And that's what I kept hearing the entire time. You know, keep sucking her dick. You know, do it. Just keep sucking it harder. Jesus. And maybe eventually she'll be your friend, you know. But like, those weren't their exact words, but that's what it felt like.
Oh my God.
Yeah, it's very aggressive.
He didn't really say that, but that's how I interpreted it. He said none of those words.
No, they didn't use those words. It just kept being like, give her a chance. Even though she keeps screwing you over, she keeps sabotaging you, like she keeps lying to you, keep trying. And I'm like, how stupid am I? Like I give you one shot, you screw me over, that's it. Like why am I gonna continue to like try to be your friend?
You're a nice person.
Yeah, thanks.
For the most part, yes.
Yeah, sometimes.
Do Do you think the sabotage lights a fire under your ass?
Yeah.
Or does it just piss you off?
It's a great excuse to not win. And I think that's actually really good for me because I get so hard on myself. So it will push me, but it'll also be like, look, if I don't win, you don't gotta hate yourself that much.
Right. Somebody gave you the sabotage.
Yeah. That was sabotage. It wasn't me.
Yeah, it wasn't me. It was them.
But yeah, it wasn't that's a good sabotage. Way to look at it. Yeah, it was me. This one was me. I still beat most of them because of my mad swinging skills. But the puzzle really, I actually got puzzles for Christmas. I'm going to start working on shapes. Apparently shapes are my downfall. So
We could work on them together. You give me a puppy and I'll help you with puzzles.
I'll give you a puppy.
You know what I find really interesting though? Because that was obviously the first episode. You get this sabotage from Sylvia. And then coming to the present episode, you've now chosen to be on a team with them in the challenge. You, Kayla, and Sylvia. So how did that work out? And did you go into it thinking you were going to be competing against them? What was your strategy?
You know, I didn't know if I was going to be competing against them, but I do like to compete within people of my own. Like as much as I was still the smallest girl there, other than Kendall, Kayla was, you know, not that
much. She's relatively small.
Yeah, she's tiny.
She's like 20 pounds on me of muscle, but I could probably beat her in a lot of stuff. And I felt confident that I could beat Sylvia in some things. But they wouldn't be easy. I know that they're both great competitors. And so I felt like if it was something like that, I had a chance. I also thought maybe we'd be working together. And there was a chance that that team could have been, if we were working together, us three as a team would have been really strong. And right. Kayla says on there, you know, I've done enough of these where I know you shouldn't be with all your friends. That was not the case. She wouldn't have been with Sylvia if she knew that. What it was.
I didn't get that either. Cause the three of you were up there. I'm like, well, why'd you pick Sylvia if you three are going to go against?
She didn't know. And it was funny because she was working with Jonna at this point. And Jonna walks over to her first. All three of them were going to be together, but they pulled me. So it was kind of like, look, they really backstab everybody they're cool with. They were like, oh no, we're going to go with Kellyanne. Sorry, Jonna. Even though Jonna and her already had a pack.
You don't think that there was this, just to play from viewers' perspective, or just what you're telling me, there was this secret conversation between maybe Kayla and Jonna, okay, listen, all three of us are working together. You think it was just genuine?
No, I was standing there. I watched Johnny's face look completely shocked and be like, wait, what? And then Jonna brought it up to me later. Well, at this point, Jonna was still trying to convince me, that they weren't necessarily working together and that she was surprised. And I know that that's not to be true now, but no, she was really surprised and she was kind of upset. Wow, I can see now that when it comes down to it, she's not going to choose me. She'll choose whatever benefits her. And she thought that me being on their team would benefit her.
Yeah. It's interesting to watch it all play out. No, it's not.
No, it's not stupid. No.
But if you had known that you were going against each other, yes, it is. But if you thought you were a team, that's a great team to be on.
Mm-hmm. And she, and it was great for Jonna to see that too. There's loyalty, but there's not that much. And that's honestly, there shouldn't be. Jonna is a great competitor. I mean, she's, and so many of these things were based on puzzles. So it was physical plus a lot of it was puzzle based. And they were looking at the wrong girl. They were looking at the wrong person to protect them. So,
wow. I cannot wait to see the rest of this. Is my favorite All-Star so far.
Great. Okay, yeah.
It's just
this one's spicy.
It,
a lot of spice, a lot of kale.
Yeah. A lot of kale.
Yeah. A lot of crunchy kale.
Yeah.
The Hargan women seemed to have it all.
We were blessed. My mom was amazing.
But detectives would soon discover
inside the house there were the bodies of two women.
A story of betrayal you would struggle to believe if it wasn't true.
I am just praying to God. This is a sick joke.
From 48 Hours, this is Blood is Thicker, The Hargan Family Killings. Listen to Blood is Thicker, The Hargan Family Killings early and ad-free starting May 1st with a 48 Hours Plus subscription on Apple Podcasts.
What do you think of the Heights Challenge this week? Because obviously two people DQ'd.
Yeah.
What was it like actually being up there? Was it scary?
Yeah, a lot of people were scared. I don't understand. I was kind of bored. I would have paid for sure to do it, but I wanted to win obviously, but I was going to ask to fall anyways, and they did a second run afterwards with me and Jordan to do commercial shots for them, and I volunteered happily, and I asked if they could drop me faster that time because the first time wasn't fast enough, and they did drop me faster, they said, but I couldn't tell. I get, but you know, Beth has had a lot of family stuff, and I didn't think of this at the time, but watching her say it, and as you get older, you get more emotional, I've noticed, at least I do. I would say that it makes sense that she might have been more paranoid with life, seeing some of the things she had seen recently.
Yeah.
But I don't know, with the height stuff, it's just like, come on, that was nothing compared to what we've done in the past. Anissa, Tori, you guys know, like, that really wasn't that bad.
Yeah. I mean, 1,000 feet off a cliff was the worst thing I've ever done. That shit
was
That's
wild.
I know. No one did it. One pair. I mean, we DQ'd.
Yeah.
We didn't care.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Kenny couldn't even stand up.
It's scary.
We were shaking. Yeah. No one should ever do that. So if production's listening, stop it.
Oh my God. Well, obviously you were dropped first. You were in the first round, or at least that's the way it looked. I don't know if they edited.
I think I was second female group. I can't remember.
Oh, so you being.
Or maybe I was first female group.
When
was
you
Beth before you?
Yeah, because that's what I'm trying to figure out. Okay, so
Beth
Yeah.
You thought.
I didn't know that Kendall would have won, and she would have beat Kayla if she didn't have that minute on her, which is crazy. Like, she was, like, right there. Like, as she dropped, she actually had it. She just dropped, and she would have beat. They told us afterwards she would have beat Kayla's time. So that penalty actually did get her. But, yeah. But Kayla really did. The whole time, she just kept going, check, check. I was like, wow, she's literally just, like, not even doing math. And that's how you know she's done a lot of these challenges, though. Like, there are tricks to this, you know?
Yeah, there's some smarts in there. Mm-hmm. You dropped. Did you think you were going into elimination?
Yeah, I don't think I even got to that mental state at that point, because you just don't know what else.
DQ'd.
And you don't know time. Yeah, and then Beth DQ'd. You just don't know how everyone's times were, so you wouldn't have even known. There was no, like,
true.
You know.
Yeah, true. That makes sense. Obviously, you know, the sabotage gets thrown back on Kendall because of what had happened the week before with Kendall sabotaging MJ.
That's bullshit, though. Literally, Kendall did not use the sabotage on either of those girls who had just used it on me, her number one, the week before. Uh-huh. Was they made her a promise that they would, like, not do it to her.
Oh,
it would have been easy to use her sabotage on Kayla or Sylvia, but she didn't, because she wanted to work with them, and she was trying to show that by being like, hey, I don't want to sabotage you. I want, like, women to work together here. And so she used it on MJ, which wasn't I wouldn't have done that.
No.
But it's just crazy that now they're using that as an excuse to put the sabotage on Kendall.
It's so easy
to
do that,
though.
Yeah,
but it's a lie. So how is it easy to lie? To me, I'm like, well, it's easy if you have a good excuse to just make up bullshit reasons.
I'm saying it's easy because if someone does that, you can just fall in line and be like, yeah, that was really fucked up that she put that on MJ. I'm just going to use that as an excuse.
No, that's true.
It's easy. Right. If you put it out there, people will follow. And it's easy to throw it on a guy, because then you don't have any girls coming for you, because, you know, girls and guys play a different game.
Yeah.
They will always do that.
You are right. It's easy for everyone else. But for Kayla and Sylvia, knowing that Kendall was going to use it on them because they used it on me the week before, and they're the strongest competitors other than us, according to them, then it was just like, it was just a dirty move. It was a dirty move to pretend that was, like, what they had to do.
You've played this game for a long time. And I feel
enough.
Like, I not consistently, no, but, like, the island was a nasty game. Like, you played where there were a lot of different characters, a lot of different dynamics. And it still surprises you that people act like assholes? Or is it because you want to believe that people are going to play with integrity?
Yeah, that's a good question, isn't it? You know, it's, I did take large gaps in between. I think I would have done better if I would have done it more consistently. But having people like Johnny Bananas and you know, men like that doing the game they did, it was shocking at the time. And honestly, I don't think that type of behavior even would exist today in the same way. It's always a new type of asshole. You know, and Sylvia and Kayla showed me their assholes, you know, and and yeah, so I was a little taken back, especially because I've never had anyone tell me, like, that they're not going to, like, vote for me and they have my back and then not. I've just never had that. It's fine if you had to play, like, a game that's a little sneaky, but to lie and be deceitful or to use, like, emotional
Manipulation?
Warfare or manipulation. Yeah. I just feel like that's To me, the money's not worth it, and especially that amount of money. Like, it better be, like, life-changing. And maybe for them it would be, but for me it just wasn't. Mm-hmm.
So going forward, if there is an All-Stars 4, they call you up, you go, are you going to play differently?
Yeah, I'm not going to be Kayla's friend.
What if she's not there?
I'm still going to play with integrity because that's okay. What feels good for me. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But will I try and, like, talk to some of my peoples, my ladies before, like, in the beginning? Because I always want to, like, make them feel uncomfortable.
Yeah.
You know, like, I always feel like I'm being, like, a dick. Like, you guys want to work together? Like, it's kind of like, yeah. like I'm pushy.
Yeah.
But from the beginning, I'm like, hey, let's work together. If you don't work with me, I'm going to, like, know that you're working against me. I'm not going to say that, but I'll. Before, yeah, I was like, let's just wait and see. But, like, yeah, if you're not working with me, you're working against me in this show. And yeah, I think that's the one thing I'll take from this.
Well, sometimes you wait too long and you find yourself on that plane.
I always wait going too home. Long.
So it's mm-hmm. I think the hardest part is to strike first. It's to strike up the conversation. Yeah. It's to strike up a big move or a small move or any move. I think that's the first thing. You know?
Well, and also, like, don't you guys find it difficult because in this particular type of game, we never actually know the rules? So it's not like you can make a game plan if you don't know the fucking game. They always change it halfway through and they're like, surprise! And you're like, okay, so everything I've been planning, now I have to sabotage them back.
Yeah, never plan like, so that far ahead. It's just like week to week. But I know, like, I got Tori's back and that's the only person I have to worry about. Really easy that way.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, mm-hmm. I got my friend and then my actions speak for the rest of it. You know, then I'm only mm-hmm. in charge of, like, what I can bring to the game. But I want to know, what are you going to do now that Kendall's gone?
Mm.
Because I'm sad about it. I didn't like to see her go like that.
Yeah.
You know, no, Kendall and I have had our ups and downs, but I really respect her and mm-hmm. the person that she's been to me over mm-hmm. the past year. I really, really do appreciate her. What are you going to do?
I was slowly going stir crazy once she left.
I get it.
It was, you know, it wasn't exactly easy when she was there because then, you know, with people just like digging up us together, but it was Melinda was gone at this point. Tina was gone. Mm-hmm. Kendall was gone. It was like slowly hard for me to find people. Oh, Jemmy was gone. I was like, who is going to entertain me? Yeah. You know, like it at that point, I literally was like, look, I will throw every one of you in. I don't care about any of you. And I made it pretty clear. I think I mean, I didn't like I cared about Jonna. And I cared about Naya because Naya was really nice to me when those girls were being kind of like every time I walk in the room, the girls would kind of like side glance each other. It was just like very
high schooly, middle schooly.
Yeah, clicky. But it's not high school if we're not high school. It was just clicky. It was just very stuck up acting like I'm a title better than you women that you walk into a room and they would like side glance you and they wouldn't really. I mean, you could see it even when Beth walked in the room, how they were kind of like laughing and how they made sure she felt uneasy when she was in the room, which yeah, we don't have a lot of sympathy for Beth and the way she acts. But you do get to see it there,
yeah.
You know,
yeah.
And and so, yeah, so I did appreciate Naya for being very kind to me during that. And I wanted to trust Jonna because I really love Jonna. But once I found out she was working with them, I still love her. But I was kind of like, you made your bed. I don't really care what happens.
She's a sleeper. I think her political game is real, 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 real good.
Yeah.
So,
yeah. Because you don't know what to do.
I don't find bad. Yeah. You know, like, I don't think
I
she makes promises.
I respect her for it.
I do too.
I don't think she's a malicious. I mean, it's my little sister.
She's not
a malicious
from what
person,
I've seen.
But
yeah,
she plays one hell of a game.
Yes.
Definitely has gone from a different kind of player to like an elite player.
Yes.
I
do. I respect it because I've never had her tell me, like, yes, beforehand, you know, I was like, hey, we'll make sure we're on the same team here. And she was like, you're a bird, I'm a bird. Like, I just, you know, I had Kendall as my friend. I made sure Jonna and I were on the same page, and that was it until Kayla came along. So when she was kind of going back and forth, she wasn't going out of her way to screw me or Kendall over. She only screwed Kendall once Kendall had said to MJ, and that was totally fair. That made sense. So I'm still very much a big fan of Jonna, and I do respect from what I've seen the way she plays the game. I say that is a smart game that's not disrespectful to others.
Yeah, it's heavy. Yeah. It can get heavy in there, you know. The mean girl stuff, that energy that exists in there when you feel unwanted, it just never feels good, and it gets into your psyche. And
I think it's happened to all of us, too.
Yeah. And it,
unfortunately.
Really?
Yeah.
100%. Dirty 30, I felt like everybody hated me. And they talk shit. I mean, Duel 2, They talk shit. I had girls in rooms talking shit about me, which is, you never want that to happen.
No, why?
It's one thing if
that?
One person doesn't so like lame. You. Because right. we were really young then. I mean, now it's just, I think you sit in a house and you have nothing better to do and you're like, fuck it. I don't really,
yeah, no, but I don't agree. I mean, you sit there and just like, it, laugh but, under your breath at people. I mean,
right.
like.
If I don't like you, it will be very, very clear.
No, I'd rather like wrestle you in the pool and like, I don't know.
Or
see
just tell you to your face,
first.
Like, hey, I don't think we're ever going to be friends. So I'm not going to fake this.
Yeah.
But yeah, let's, we no. can compete. We can have friendly competition, but I don't want
to
be friends.
Yeah. And let's not be mean to each other and make other people feel uncomfortable like in yeah. the room. Like we don't have to make people choose sides, but we don't have to like each other.
You know, it's just so interesting because like, and like I'm actually friends with Kayla. I really do like her. I don't know Sylvia that well, but like outside of the game, her and I get along really well. Inside the game, we've gotten along really well before too. But I think that not defending her, because it never feels good to have anything coming at you ever from any side.
Mm-hmm.
But when you're in the show, I think that half the time people are like, I'm on a show, so I'm going to put on a show. And I think that like those things become more about creating this atmosphere than it is actually yeah. about – I hate this person, because I don't think that there's
actually, because when you hang out with Kayla, she's not like
no
that.
And I hung out with Kayla after yeah. after the show and I got along with her great. Yeah. You know, so it's
the
it's,
show
but
does
on the
things
show,
to people yeah. I think yeah you know
it does, it puts us in an interesting state, but yes. I don't
yeah
I also think that it still says a lot about your character. And it's interesting because Kayla is a real world person, and usually from what I've seen the kids mm-hmm. from the real world are usually more real, but that's interesting.
Well, I would like to know.
No offense to Tori, because Tori, you're one of those real girls I've ever seen.
Oh, no.
But I'm
okay.
saying on average.
Thank you. Oh, yeah, stinky. No. That's a baby.
Yeah, I hate you.
That's
yeah.
a stinky bee. I would like to know if there's anything about the rest of the season that you can tease out. Just a little, just like, is it going to get even spicier? Are there going to be some fights? Are there going to be some hookups? What's going on?
Well, I think you've seen the hookups, and you see that Beth has a little bit of she definitely wants to get her time in, you know?
Okay. That's a good way of
yeah,
putting
Beth
it.
Yeah, Beth wants to get her time in, and yeah, you might be surprised who's there at the end.
I'm excited.
I like that.
I'm so excited. I'm loving
it. Way to go.
Season.
That was perfect, Lisa.
Oh, my God. Kellyanne, it's seriously been an honor having you on the show. I absolutely love watching you. You're making this season, even though I'm sure it's difficult, it's really, really entertaining to watch, because I feel like there's a comeback coming, and I'm just, like, really excited for that. You got me rooting for you over
Thank
here.
You.
And your interviews have been awesome.
Yeah. And you look amazing.
Oh, thanks. Yeah.
Yeah. The hair.
Yeah,
there's
a couple interviews where I'm looking
thing.
Pretty cute. Thanks.
Really
yeah,
cute.
The haircut's awesome.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Well, so where can we follow you on Instagram or support everything that you're working on outside of here? Because we'd love to send people that way.
Thank you. Yeah. So my Instagram is just my name at Kellyanne Judd. On there, you will see that I have a dog Instagram. I post on both. If you like dogs or other animals, you will see it. It's no_traditional_mother, but you'll see that on my at Kellyanne Judd site.
I'm happy you're doing that, because we are animal lovers.
I appreciate it. I hope everyone just remembers that if they're depressed, oftentimes helping others or helping animals or just doing something outside yourself is actually the best way to fix it. People always kind of go into like, oh, shopping, or I'll eat this food, or I'll work out, or I'll have a new relationship, and why am I so depressed? And really,
yeah.
when I struggle with depression, I learned that when you help others, help animals, that's the best for you to work on your happiness. So it's actually quite selfish that I do it. I do it for my own happiness, because I'm best that way. So hope others get that too.
But it's
yeah, but it also helps other things
yeah.
too. So it's like you can be selfish,
it
but it's also
both.
Helping. Something
symbiotic.
Yeah,
it's both. Symbiotic.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's beautiful. And it is what it's meant to be. So, yeah. Well, thank you again for coming on. And we look forward to following you. And congratulations again on getting engaged. That's so exciting.
Yeah.
Yeah,
thank you.
Is
especially
really
the first time publicly telling anyone.
Yay!
So, yeah.
You dropped it
yeah.
here.
Wait. I noticed. I was looking at her Instagram and I saw a ring. And I was like, and I hit her
yeah,
up. I was like, are you in? I mean, I slow-mo'd. I screenshot. I didn't call anybody else. I went right to her. And I was
That's
like,
right, you did.
Are you engaged? I didn't say anything,
yeah,
because it's not my business.
Yeah, I didn't post about it, because
I
just felt like,
see
eh,
it.
Yeah. you know.
Aw, I love
yeah.
that. That's cool. We'll
Are you still
out.
Wearing rollerblades? Are they still
No,
on?
But you said I fell earlier. Do you see my boo-boos?
That's from earlier?
Oh, wow.
Oh, when you were outside
yeah,
rollerblading.
But,
damn.
No, she
yeah.
fell during the podcast.
I thought she,
could you imagine?
I was like,
I'm clumsy as fuck.
I was like, when was that? What was that thud? Oh, my
my God.
Amazing. Well, thank you so much, Kellyanne. It's been a pleasure, and we look forward to talking to you in the future and watching you on the show.
Yeah.
Hi, ladies. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye, babe.
Bye.
The Hargan women seemed to have it all.
We were blessed. My mom was amazing.
But detectives would soon discover...
inside the house, there were the bodies of two women.
A story of betrayal you would struggle to believe if it wasn't true.
I am just praying to God. This is a sick joke.
From 48 Hours, this is Blood is Thicker, The Hargan Family Killings. Listen to Blood is Thicker, The Hargan Family Killings, starting May 8th, wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, that was a spicy episode, Anissa. How did you feel about it?
I mean, it was pretty spicy. There was a lot going on in that episode, and I look forward to many more spicy episodes.
I totally agree. I thought this was a really great episode, and I also think that this season of All Stars is incredible. I mean, it's,
it keeps getting better.
Yeah, it's really good.
Like, but they're all good in different ways. Shout out to the soundtrack, too. Once again, killing it.
Yeah. Absolutely amazing. I mean, the show is great. It's sad that Darrell went home. Like, I know. You know, to see him go like that, but also it was an epic elimination between the two, you know, Jordan and Darrell. That was really cool. People are going to love
that. Those are the guys you don't want to see in a final. Yeah. Either one.
I'm sure every single person standing up on that stage was like, thank God.
Oh, like, my God. Everybody. Yeah. Everybody. Yeah. I mean, when you get two people in like that, you're like, well, at least one of them's leaving. I just think it's a shame. You know, I feel like Darrell's be getting the shitty end of the stick. But I'm sure we'll see him in the future.
Yeah, hopefully. Well, Anissa, where can we send you any, you know, challenge questions? What's your Instagram? Tell me it.
Oh, it's Anissa MTV. It's AnneesaMTV on Instagram. And that's about it, Tori.
Yeah, you can follow me on my Finstagram. It's my fake Instagram. Okay, it's Challenge MTV. Just follow me there. And also, make sure that you guys are... I mean, if you're listening to the podcast, at least rate it and review it on Spotify, especially if it's a really nice review. And if you have anything mean to say about the host, my name is Anissa.
I think people actually know the difference in our voices, but thank you. That's what friends are for. And make sure all you friends out there are catching new episodes of All Stars 3 on Paramount Plus. And we'll see you back here next Thursday for an all-new episode of MTV's official Challenge podcast.
The Hargan women seemed to have it all.
We were blessed. My mom was amazing.
But detectives would soon discover...
inside the house, there were the bodies of two women.
A story of betrayal you would struggle to believe if it wasn't true.
I am just praying to God. This is a sick joke.
From 48 Hours, this is Blood is Thicker, The Hargan Family Killings. Listen to Blood is Thicker, The Hargan Family Killings early and ad-free starting May 1st with a 48 Hours Plus subscription on Apple Podcasts.